When you need advice, come to Ben and Kelly. It's group therapy on 99.7 DJX.
Aaron reached out, hey guys, I thought you all would appreciate the story, and I'm hoping it's going to finally fix the issue I caused with my parents. My folks worked really hard to pay for me to go to college, which is something they didn't get the chance to do. While I was in school, I just never seemed to figure out what I wanted to do in life. So junior year, I quit school to join my friend in the startup company, and my parents were furious. They felt like I completely wasted their money that they worked so hard for, and it would really put a strain on our relationship. They thought this was the stupidest gamble with my life I could ever make. That was 3 years ago. And I'm hoping the update to my story will fix everything I've done. I just cashed out as a partner in the company for $5 million.
Oh, wow.
Haven't told him yet because I want to do this in the right way. So that's what I'm asking your advice on. Do I buy them a new house? Do I give them a check for the money they spent on my college education I didn't finish? Do I do both? I want to repay them for all they did, and I want to be smart with my money to make sure it grows even more with smart investments. Thanks for any advice you guys can give.
Well, I think he's starting off right by wanting to, you know, pay it forward to his parents.
Yes, and pay them back.
Yeah,
I think that's the best way to go. I think he also needs to make sure he's getting a financial planner in place that can help him figure out how to grow that money,
manage it.
Yes.
Right.
That is, wow.
Yeah, I mean, I think a good gesture would at least be starting with the money for school.
Yes. Yeah. Start there.
Yeah, maybe pay off the loans that they had to take out.
Right. And then if they are, you know, if they've talked about wanting a, you know, a different house, bigger house, whatever, then you broach the subject.
I don't know. A house.
I want to do that for you.
I was going to say, maybe they don't want a new house.
Right.
Maybe,
that's why I think you ask first.
Right.
You just don't buy one.
Right.
And
exactly.
Say, hey, mom, I surprised you with a new house.
But I think paying off the loans would be a good way to bridge that and to start that. Lori checks in on Facebook and says, as a parent, I can tell you that's just what parents do. And they did without to ensure your future, not to get paid back someday.
Yes.
For them to know you won't have to struggle or to do without, that's wonderful how it played out for you. Invest in your future and that will make them the happiest. Maybe send them on in their dream vacation or something like that.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Right. But I guess he's trying to I guess reveal the news in a really big way, appropriate way. I think it would be great to show up with a check for the cost of his college education.
Yeah, I think a lot of people are suggesting that,
and
especially
that can start the ball rolling
on Facebook. Is you know what? Let's start with the college.
Yeah,
it's not a cheap thing.
Let's pay him back for that,
and let's go ahead and pay him back for that. And
because that was the source of the strain, they worked hard to send you there, and then you didn't finish it. And they feel like that you didn't use, you know, all that work.
But I would imagine over the past 3 years, they've seen you succeed because of the situation that you've been in. So, you know, they probably see how your gamble has started to pay off, even if they don't understand how financially it's now paid off.
Well, I don't know. Who knows how aware they are, because he says the relationship's been strained.
Oh, well, that's true.
So maybe this is a way to mend fences.
Like mend fences, yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah, you definitely want to do that. All right, well, you know, that kind of brings up a good sort of subject. You know, he gambled on himself. It was a bad decision at the time.
It was a risky decision.
Yeah, it was a risk.
But it ended up paying off for him big time.
Yeah, so what risk, what, quote, bad decision did you make that turned out to be great? Would love to hear your story about that, all right? 502-795-1997. But Aaron, good on you, man.
That's amazing.
Yeah, love to see that sort of success and that sort of like come up.
And it sounds like he does not want to squander it.
Right.
So he's trying to make sure that he's making smart decisions moving forward. I think that's awesome.
Yeah. Yeah, that's great. All right. Well, yeah, I'd love to hear your stories. Group therapy at Ben and Kelly Show or 502-795-1997. Take your stories on the way. What bad decision or what risk did you take at the time that seemed like it was bad, but then turned out to be great? It's 99.7 DJX. I just heard from Aaron, who dropped out of school got into a startup, ended up cashing out for big money. And so, you know, a lot of people are just saying, hey, you know, with your parents' struggles to put you through school that you ended up dropping out, maybe it's good to just like kind of pay them back for the loans that they took out for that, all that.
Yeah. So, yeah. Start there. And then if you feel like you want to do more, have that discussion.
Yeah. Got a message from John. Said, had to go to a party. I promised someone I would. I had completely forgotten and wanted to do something else. Had a real bad attitude. Didn't want to be there at the party. Another girl was not happy about being there either. She looked just as mad as I was. We're married now.
Oh, fun.
Yeah, that's a cool story.
Yeah, yes. You weren't really expecting to meet anybody in kind of a bad way.
Right,
that's
right.
That's awesome.
Another, my mom cut the cable and internet off due to finances when I was about 15. I was mad and typical 15-year-old, but I picked up a book and just started reading the book. It snowballed. It inspired me to start writing. And now I'm an author.
Get out.
Look at that.
Well, that's fun. That is that. I love that when it's kind of like life throws something at you and it ends up being an unexpected new path that you end up taking.
Yeah. I mean, I remember I was offered a job long time ago for it was like a big radio station and things like that. And I wound up turning it down. And then I watched from afar as things happened at that station, then wound up like flipping formats and people there were fired. And I was like, ooh,
yeah,
dodged one there.
Yes,
you know, that's just more of a like not like taking a risk by not taking something.
So, exactly.
Yeah.
Like glad I didn't do that.
Right.
That's always the fear, though.
Right.
You fear like you're going to make this decision. And then what if it goes sideways real quick?
Jessica commented, online dating. First date with one guy, he told me that his wife wouldn't mind it at all. Ooh. If she knew.
Oh, wow.
First date with the second guy has turned in shy of 8 years of marriage and counting.
Oh, good. So first guy was bad. Second guy was good.
A lot of people are rolling in saying they're dating their wife or their partner or spouse.
Amber talking to the guy at the Demolition Derby, then going out on a few dates. All right. Sounds like that was fun.
Turned into a good decision.
Yes, Steve, first date with my wife. Yes, Mike, dating my wife. Yes.
Yes, but wait. How is that a bad decision to start?
Well, maybe it was like someone that their family wouldn't approve of.
Or you were cheating.
Oh.
You were stepping out on your own relationship.
Maybe.
Or they were stepping out on theirs.
Listen, we've just called Mike and Steve cheaters, and we have no idea
what
the backstory is.
Not to their face. I mean, if that's what you want to imply by
we're
what I said.
Lots of assumptions.
If that's what you want to imply.
Lots of assumptions.
Oh,
not sure
shoot.
Why that was initially a bad decision, but then it worked out. Okay. We're making assumptions.
Yeah, we are. We are. Some good stories there. But I think, back to Aaron's situation. And it is interesting. Just about everybody's like, hey, pay back the school loans. But there are a few people that are like, hey, be careful with just telling them your good fortune immediately, especially if it's strained, because money makes people do weird things.
Ooh, okay. Yeah, again, maybe financial planner.
Yeah.
Get some advice.
Yeah.
And tread lightly.
Yeah.
And maybe we just start with, hey, so I've done okay, and I wanted to pay you guys back.
Right.
For all the effort.
Yeah, maybe you don't tell them the amount.
Maybe we don't.
Yeah.
I don't know. Maybe only he knows his parents and their relationship, and maybe, but hearing that cautionary tale of don't show all your cards.
Yeah.
It might make things even weirder in a different way.
I mean, I would love to have, I think as you would love to see your kids have great success.
Absolutely.
Emotionally, financially, and all that. And
they better take care of mama.
I know. I tell you, that's my retirement plan
that's
you.
Right.
No pressure.
Yep.
You need to be a success because I need to be around to retire
mama
someday.
Mama wants a beach house. Want to be a snowbird at some point.
Oh, shoot. That's funny. All right. Well, hey, thank you for reaching out. Good luck to you. It's that is group therapy.